Fans of the Beatles will recognize this tune and may also recognize this one. This is Cry Baby Cry, simultaneously updated and turned retro by the jazz group the Millennial Territory Orchestra. The Millennial Territory Orchestra, also known as MTO, mixes well-known pop songs with a lost style of jazz. It's a style that predates the big band era. The group has just released its first album called MTO Volume 1. Ashley Kahn spoke with the arranger and trumpeter Stephen Bernstein.
Stephen Bernstein is a band leader by trade, but by nature, he's really a tinkerer at heart.
Part of being an arranger is you need to take the whole song apart, figure out what the core elements are, and then put it back together.
Perhaps the most successful example of Bernstein's passion for rearranging is his group, the Millennial Territory Orchestra.
It's this kind of bizarre combination of this old, old sound, but also this very modern way of playing music. I described the band to a friend of mine. He said, "Oh, the Little Rascals Band."
The band is known for their energetic on-the-spot arrangements of songs by Count Basie and the Grateful Dead, Stevie Wonder, and even by the artist formerly known as Prince.
Darling Nikki starts off really like a jazz song. It just builds and builds and builds. After this big 3-minute crescendo, and then we go into playing the melody, much in the style of a territory band. You'll hear me going.
Territory bands flourished in America in the 1920s and 30s, like Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. To Bernstein, territory bands are the missing link between dance orchestras from the turn of the century and the big bands of the swing era.
It was this weird spot in American history. It was kind of being invented at the time, and it was almost like a river that kind of ran out and didn't end up going into a mainstream of music. Some of the bands were more ragtimey. Some of the bands were more what we now refer to as swing. Each one would travel in its territory, and there were the Midwestern bands, there were the Southwestern bands. And when people refer to territory bands, that's what they refer to. So I figured, what would happen if I put together an ensemble using this kind of sound I had been listening to?
Today, Bernstein pursues his love for combining old musical styles with new. While figuring out how to get new listeners to check out jazz.
And playing improvised instrumental music. You need to work a little extra hard to bring the audience with you. Aside from that 0.31% of the people in the world who are real fans of that kind of music, a lot of people sometimes are a little intimidated.
In his effort to open up the world of jazz, Bernstein has formed other eclectic groups with names that sound like rock bands, Spanish Fly, Sex Mob. He's created music for Hollywood films like Get Shorty, and he's recorded an album of James Bond music. Then there's the Millennial Territory Orchestra, with a lineup that includes violin and guitar alongside trombone and slide trumpet. But the MTO is more than just nostalgic recreation. One secret to their appeal is that jolt of familiarity that suddenly brings their listeners into the modern era.
The feeling of the recognition in the audience, and I guess it's something I've been working with since the beginning. They hear this melody and they go like, oh, that's the song. Of course.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
That's why I don't want to start with a melody. I want them to come on an adventure with us, which is the adventure of improvising. And they trust you because you've arrived safely. We're home.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
That's pretty much what any band leader aspires to. But it's different with Steven Bernstein in the driver's seat. It's his magic in mixing the strange and the familiar, the past and the present, that makes a ride with the MTO so surprising and enjoyable.
That's Ashley Kahn, author of The House That Train Built, the story of Impulse Records. He's also a regular feature on this program. The new CD by the Millennial Territory Orchestra is called MTO Volume 1, and you can hear excerpts at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne.